Well, each and every Advent, for the last, what, six Christmases now we figured out? Oh, five. Okay, number five. For the last five Christmases, every Sunday, sometime during the Advent season, Peter busts out the Vince Guaraldi music, and we, for the prelude and the postlude, get to hear the music from that beautiful Charlie Brown Christmas special. I don't know if you caught it, but that was today. And I really appreciate it, Peter. I love that. The jazzy rhythms that score that animated classic are some of my favorite to listen to. I've always loved that timeless tale of an out-of-luck youngster trying to find his place in the world and discover the true meaning of Christmas. One year, at a previous church, I used the movie as a sermon illustration, and later that week I was gifted with a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. See, oh, careful, the needles might all fall off. I have it with me this morning. I love it. At least I have most of the tree with me. I was using it in a video this week, doing a little work, filming a little video, and despite my best efforts to keep everything secure and safe, the red ornament that usually hangs on its branch rolled off the table and went crashing onto the floor. The sound of its delicate glass breaking just echoed off the wall. So did my slow motion cry as I watched it approach the edge of the table. No! Boom! So I instead was left with this. It's not often an ornament could put you in the ER, but this one certainly could right now. A sharp, daggered glass just waiting to cut anyone who dares get too close to it. I found that if I hung it in just the right place and twisted it to just the right angle and sat in one specific spot in the room, it still looked like a whole circle. But alas, its condition was beyond repair or even creative positioning. So that is no longer with us. I'm realizing this is kind of an awkward story to start a sermon with, especially today. The week it's the fourth lighting of the candle, and we're celebrating joy. Yes, joy! We've received the good news of hope and peace and love in these weeks leading up to today. We've received the good news that good news is on its way. We receive the good news that good news will continue to arrive whatever life circumstances. We receive the good news that God loves us enough to feel at home with us. And today, the good news is joy. The good news is great joy for all people. All the while, this good news is delivered into the day-to-day realities of life. Right? It's sort of funny. We're going about life and suddenly it's like, oh yes, it's Advent. Hope, peace, love, joy. These things arrive. But there are a lot of realities in life. Whether the challenges are in our relationships, mental or physical health concerns, work stress, financial uncertainty, pandemic fatigue. Life is a lot. And it's into the midst of all of that that the hope, peace, love, and joy arrive. You know, there was a time that I thought these things, all this life stuff, I thought that the life stuff was interrupting the hope and the peace and the love and the joy. I thought life was interrupting all these special things we were trying to celebrate. It was only in recent years I finally come to understand that it's actually the hope, the peace, the love, and the joy that are doing the interrupting. You see, the realities of life don't interrupt Christmas. It's Christmas that interrupts the realities of life. Which brings us back to the good news of great joy that we receive this day. Now, joy is often confused with happiness. The fourth Sunday of Advent is not the Sunday of happiness. You don't have to feel happy to be here. Well, I want you to feel happy to be here, but you see what I'm saying. You see, joy is different than just the mood of being happy. Joy is an awareness and an appreciation for moments in life that is not dependent on our mood. Joy is an internal experience as opposed to happiness, which is more of an outward expression. J.D. Salinger, the author of Catcher in the Rye, once wrote that the fact is always obvious much too late, but the singular difference between happiness and joy is that happiness is a solid and joy is a liquid. Now, not everyone will appreciate that quote the same way, but to those of you who hear something in that, I see you. For me, the hallmark of joy is that it's unexpected. Now, yes, there are things we can recognize as being regular sources of joy, but even the most consistent sources that we might rely upon originally arose in moments of surprise. Though we are in a season of expectation, The Christmas story is full of surprises. As much as we're supposed to expect this coming, the people in the Christmas story were supposed to expect it. It's full of surprises. Just ask Mary, who was quite surprised, but filled with joy to find out she was going to have a baby. Or ask Joseph, who did not expect, but was sincere in his willingness to marry a woman who was already with child. Or ask the shepherds, who were beyond startled as angels proclaimed those first good tidings of great joy. Or in a scripture that doesn't typically make its way into the nativity scene or isn't typically shown in children's pageants, today's verse from Luke is when Mary goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth. Let's hear that now.
Mary got up and hurried to the city in the highlands of Judea. She entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. With a loud voice, she blurted out, "God has blessed me, you, above all women, and he has blessed the child you carry. Why do I have this honor in the mother of my Lord should come to me. As soon as I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. Happy as she who believed that the Lord would fulfill the promise he made to her."
Her cousin arrives, and at the very sound of Mary's voice, Elizabeth feels a jump within. She is overwhelmed. The scripture tells us she blurts out a blessing. I love when the scripture uses words like that. And Elizabeth blurted out. She's surprised by this entire moment. She is overcome with joy. And here's the thing. She knew Mary would be visiting. It's not the surprise that comes with unannounced company. Oh, you're here. It's not that feeling. Elizabeth and her unborn child, who, mind you, this unborn child that does the leap inside is going to become John the Baptist. It's these two encountering the divine in a way they did not expect. They knew Mary would be there, but they didn't realize the divine would grace them in such a way. And that is the source of joy. Their day-to-day realities were interrupted by God's arrival, and it was joyful. And in this way, Elizabeth's story is our story. Just as she knew Mary would be arriving but had no idea everything that visit would mean, we too are preparing for Mary and Joseph's trip to Bethlehem. We know Christmas is arriving soon. But also like Elizabeth, we cannot know beforehand what might stir within us when the moment actually arrives. But something will. That's the promise of Christmas. Something will stir within us. Something will surprise us if we're looking, if we are watching, if we are waiting. Just like Jesus arrived in a manger in a tiny village in a lesser known or cared about part of Israel, joy arrives in unexpected places. And every time we acknowledge it, every time we appreciate these little sources of joy in life, every time we celebrate them, the realities of life get interrupted in the best of ways. And it's allowing those little moments of joy, even the tiniest things, to interrupt life. Those interruptions are the places where God truly enters in. I had such an interruption this week. I was working on the sound system in the tower. This time of year, the tower plays music on the hour for the neighborhood. Beautiful recordings of our handbells, of William on his viola, of Peter at the piano. These carols drift through the neighborhood, but you got to make sure to fine-tune the system or else the neighbors complain. And while I was outside listening to the handbells playing a beautiful piece as it echoed throughout the neighborhood, I looked over at the Christmas tree in the parking lot. As I've said before, I look at this Christmas tree all the time. And it's a regular source of joy for me, right? And so, yes, I'm looking. But then joy arrived in a different way, because that morning, something unexpected waited for me. Now, if you haven't looked at it recently, and you should look at it more often, this tree is adorned with these massive silver and blue ornaments. But something out of place caught my eye. At first I thought it was sun glare or like a weird reflection, but as I started walking over, I blurted out, "You have got to be kidding me." Because there, on the branches of this huge tree, was a tiny little ornament that usually isn't there. A little red ornament, the exact size and color to fit on my Charlie Brown tree. I want to avoid any toxic theology. I do not believe God put the ornament on the tree. I believe a person did, probably after that giant windstorm blew it off of someone else's tree somewhere else. And they're like, "Oh, this little thing needs a home. How about right here?" But just because it was some random person walking by does not mean I did not experience something sacred in that moment. Because joy itself is the gift. What God gave me in that moment, what God has given all of us, is the ability to see and experience the feeling of joy, especially amidst the realities of life. The good news is God will interrupt our lives with things that can bring us joy. So whatever human hands put it on our tree, this little red ornament brought me great joy. And in that moment, that giant to-do list I was working through disappeared, even so briefly. The stress of preparing Christmas logistics sort of melted away for a moment. The realities of life were interrupted, and for a moment, I felt honest joy. A genuine smile, that soft chuckle with the can-you-believe-it head shake. Right there, in our big Christmas tree, a surprising moment was waiting for me. I'm just really glad that I looked. I wonder, where might you find joy today? What in your daily life will you allow to be interrupted so that what you expect suddenly changes? Perhaps you could ask yourself before you go to sleep tonight. Or maybe you could ask yourself tomorrow night. Or maybe you could ask yourself every single night as we prepare for Christmas. Where did I find joy today? Let it be little things. Let it be simple things. Let it be silly things. It might take some work, especially at first. If you're not used to seeing it, if you aren't used to feeling it, it might take a little effort to create the space for the arrival of unexpected joy. But I want you to think about your day, and I want you to look for a moment where you can say, "That was joyful." Give yourself the chance and ask the question. And if you'll do this, especially if you do it a few days in a row, you will find that it gets easier. After a few days of asking the question, "Where did I find joy today?" you won't even have to ask, because during the day, you'll have a moment where you suddenly go, "Oh, this is joyful." It helps us to see it. You will begin to appreciate and celebrate joy interrupting life. And that's where God enters in. In that space, in those moments of joy, or where you can truly experience the gift, give it a try. It's my hope that you'll be surprised.